outdoor service.
And then I want him to open us up with prayer if he would.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for the opportunity we have to be here today.
Brother Gary, Lord,
we know that these are difficult circumstances in the world, God, but God, we know and we trust you. God, we know and we trust you, God. I don't know what the pastor's preaching on, but I know that everybody here trusts you. Thank you still for this opportunity. God, for this drive-in service. Thank you still for the opportunity for us to freely worship you, Lord. God, we just ask that you guide the pastor and his family and all that are doing whatever in this service, Lord. Because, God, we still want to come out here and praise you. We thank you, Lord, that the day is very beautiful, Lord. We thank you, God, that we can still manage social distancing like we need to right now, but we can still praise the name of the Lord. God, because no matter what happens in this world, God, we just want to put you first and to thank you. God, we thank you for all. We look to you for the answers, God. We ask you to keep everyone safe, God. I know he's going to do a prayer request service, God, I'm sure, but we ask you to keep those safe in our family, in our church family, and abroad, God. Still those that have to go out and provide essential services, God. Glory. But we look to you for the answer, giving you the honor, the glory, and the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
All right, my wife is going to lead us in a song.
Come that morning when the skies in glory, I'll fly away to a home on God's celestial shore. I'll fly away. I'll fly away, oh glory. I'll fly away. I die, hallelujah, bye bye. I'll fly away. When the shadows of this life have grown, I'll fly away. Like a bird from prison bars has flown, I'll fly away. I'll fly away, oh glory. Hallelujah, bye-bye, I'll fly away. Just a few more weary days and then I'll fly away to a land where joy shall never end. I'll fly away. I'll fly away, oh glory. I'll fly away. I'll fly away, oh glory. I'll fly away. When I die, hallelujah, bye bye. I'll fly away.
How many of you honestly believe that our days are getting closer to the end?
Oh, yeah.
How many of you know that? One songwriter said, we'll soon be done with trouble and trial. Amen. In this home, we're looking to move on to the other side. Amen. We're going to come now for a prayer request. I know that there's a lot to pray about. I know that we can't all speak out. I know that there are those that have got family members that are lost and undone.
Yeah.
Some of you've got children that are unsaved. Some of you've got family members that are sick and need the Lord's help. And we just going to remember those. We need to remember our country. We need to remember the state of the situation that we're in and asking God to help us. And we're going to believe God. Amen. Let's just bow our heads and pray right now. Father, we thank you for a chance to come to worship you, God. God, you see the needs that are among us.
Yes, Lord.
God, we don't want to weary the patience of the saints, but God, we want to honor you while we're here. God, those that are here among us that's got family members that are unsaved. God, those that are here that's got children that's lost and undone without you. God, we pray that you'd save and that you'd set them free. God, those that have got family members that are sick. God, those that have got children, Lord, that need help, need direction.
Thank you, Lord.
There are those among us, God, that need direction in their own lives. And in their own home. God, I ask you to keep your hands on us as we bind together as a little country church. God, we know not what tomorrow holds. God, we see how things have changed in the last 2 weeks. But God, we know that those situations change. Problems come and problems go. And things arise. God, you're always the same. God, you're always on the throne. God, you're not bothered by what goes on around us. God, you already know the end and what's going to come about.
Yes, Lord.
And God, we're just going to honor you while we're here, God. God, I thank you for a church that's willing to come out on a day like today. God, we ask you to move, Lord, in each and every need, God, according to your will. And God, we'll be careful, give you honor and praise for it all in your name. Let everybody say amen.
Amen.
I've been held by the Savior. Yeah. I fell far from above. And I've been down to the river. In the same a prodigal return.
Come on, sing it.
To be liberal in your giving.
Yeah, Lord.
Amen. We doing the best we can to hear God offer. And Brother Gary, if you would, Brother, how about pray over the offering?
Lord, we ask you to, God, bless this offering as we come to give it, God. God, we know we're in trying times, but we know, God, that the finances of the church still must be met. God, use this offering for the upbuilding of thy kingdom. In Jesus' name, we do pray. Amen. And Brother Irvin, while he's taking that offering, I ain't never testified from my call before. And I know none of us maybe knew exactly what was going to happen out here, but I want you to know that I felt the Lord in that song right now.
Yeah.
I didn't have to be in a church building, but I felt the Lord right there in that song. And I just appreciate it. And, right now we've got 15 people on Facebook Live also listening to us. So we've got a good crowd to get the word out. So I appreciate the Lord. Hallelujah.
Oh, I want to see him look upon his face and sing forever of the saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Yes, I'll pass home at last, heaven to rejoice. Amen. I want her to sing one more, if she would.
Every time that we go to his throne, to bring petitions, but forget our soul. asking questions like, Lord, how or why? Or just complain about how hard we try. But if He were to ask, it's time. It might be the question on His mind. Don't you think you ought to worship Me? Don't you think it's time you spend some time with your hands up in the air? Offer more than just your prayer and give Me what is rightly mine. Yes, it's true, I want to hear from you all your questions and your every need. Give Me all your doubts and fears, but there's more I want to hear. It's time for you to worship Me. Prayer alone can go so far, but mixed with praise He meets us where we are. We can't just see Him as a helping hand. There's so much more. He's the great I am. For all His kindness, He won't ask much. He only wants us to show Him our love. Don't you think you ought to worship Me? Don't you think it's time you spend some time with your hands up in the air? Offer more than just your prayer. Give Me what is rightly mine. Yes, it's true, I want to hear from Lord. You. All your questions and your every need. Give Me all your doubts and fears, but there's more I want to hear. It's time for you to worship Me. Yes, it's true, I want to hear from you all your questions and your every need. Give Me all your doubts and fears, but there's more I want to hear. Time for you to worship Me.
Hey. All right, if you have your Bibles handy, I want you to turn to Exodus chapter 14. I want my wife to come out here for just a minute. Exodus chapter 14, we need to cooperate a little bit. Exodus 14, starting in verse number 10. And when Pharaoh drew nigh, the children of Israel lifted up their voices. And behold, the Egyptians marched after them. And they were so afraid, and the children of Israel cried out unto the Lord. And they said unto Moses, because there was no graves in Egypt, hast thou taken us away to die in the wilderness? Wherefore hast thou dealt with us to carry us forth out of Egypt?
Yeah.
Is not this a word that we did tell thee in Egypt, saying, let us alone that we may serve the Egyptians? For it had been better for us to serve the Egyptians that we should die in the wilderness. And Moses said unto the people, fear not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which He will show you today. Show to you today. For the Egyptians whom you have seen today, you shall see them again no more forever. The Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace. Amen. If I could for just a little while, God be my helper. I want to use for a title, which way do we go?
All right.
Which way do we go? Brother Gaff, if you would, once again, brother, if you would, to pray on the reading of the word.
Lord God, we come to the most important part of any service, God, the breaking of bread, the giving of life, the throne room, God, that the pastor has been studying for. God, we just ask that you hide him away behind the cross of Calvary. God, let him set a guard in his lips to speak that only that you would have spoken, God. Let us be attentive, God. The volume is good, and we can hear the message that you have for your people today. God, standing behind the pastor, we look for you for the answers. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. I said earlier on the old start of this service, we know not what tomorrow holds. We know not what next week holds. We met, you know, some time ago, myself and the men tried to discuss what was the best plan of action to take as far as services goes. It seemed that, you know, every time that you wake up in the morning, every time that you turn on the news and you listen to the news, there's a new something added on, something new has changed. And it seems uncertainty has gripped our minds. It seems that fear has taken hold of our nation.
Come on.
Oh, but may I tell you, I serve a God that's not a God of fear. I serve a God that is not the author of fear, but is he gives us love and peace and a sound mind. You know, we look on the news, we listen to the news, and we realize that the cases are growing every day. It seemed that North Carolina, I think, is somewhere around 1,000 cases of COVID-19. It's not the virus that scares me. That's what's behind the virus and the government and what they're doing. But even though the government may be corrupt, I still got my eyes on Jesus Christ. I still got my eyes on the Heavenly One. They may come in today and set us down and tell us we can no longer serve and worship God here. But may I tell you, God is still on the throne for him. My God is still alive and he's still well. I don't know which way the world is going to go, but I know who I'm going to hold on to. I know in whom I trust, and it's the God of heaven. He's never lost a battle. He's never let me down. He's always been right there. When we don't know which way to go, I'm still going to hold on to God.
Yeah.
Oh, may I tell you, our world is filled with uncertainty.
Come on.
And I know this is a little different today. I know we're not used to our normal settings. But may I tell you, I feel that the peace of this church on a Sunday morning. We cannot look to the Democrats. The Democrats have no answers. We cannot look to the Republicans. The Republicans have no answer. We're living in a world of turmoil. When one side says, which way do we go? Which way do we turn? Who do we put our hope in? And who do we put our trust in? It's not in the Republican Party, sir. It's not in the Democratic Party, ma'am. But my hope lies in Jesus Christ. My hope lies in him, brother, again. Nothing less. But may I tell you, if you hold on to God, there's a payday coming, sir. There's a payday coming, ma'am. And we can just hold on and trust in God. Oh, may I tell you, it seems like the economy is bottomed out. It seems like everything is going downhill. Oh, but may I tell you, saint of God, hold on. You hang on just a little while. Our help is on the way. I don't have the answers for what tomorrow holds, but I know who holds tomorrow. I can't predict what might happen next week, and I can't predict what the government's going to do, but I've got my hand in an unchanging hand. I've got my hand in a hand that'll never fail. It's in the great God, Jehovah.
Yeah,
you're asking yourself, I'm the world's worst. I'll pick up my phone all during the day, turn that phone on, and looking around to see which way we're going to go. See what new restrictions the state of North Carolina has put on us. I know that tomorrow, starting at 5 p.m., that Governor Cooper has also issued a stay at home. I don't know what we're going to do next Sunday, but may I tell you, if I'm here, we're going to come up with some idea. We're going to trust God. I feel like preaching to you. We don't know which way to go, but I'll tell you, look and hold on to God in uncertain times, in uncertain circumstances, when everything seems to fall apart around us. Keep your hand in God's hand. Oh, may I tell you, we've got to get back to our text here. The scripture that we read, they relied on their abilities. They relied on their abilities instead of God's possibilities. They find themselves between mountains. They find themselves facing the Red Sea. Pharaoh's army bearing down behind them. Moses, what are we going to do? Moses, you brought us out here to die. Moses is now a well-aged man. But may I tell you, he's seen God through hard times. He's seen through God through difficult times. He knows what it is to be far from the back side of a desert. He knows what it is to walk into Pharaoh's palace and demand God that he let God's people go. He's seen God move through the plagues, and he's saying to himself, why? God's never left me. God's never forsaken me. And he's not brought me out here to die. May I tell you, Harmonite, God's not brought us out here to die. Which way do we go? We're going to march forward. We're going to keep moving on. It's part of what goes on. It's part of who may get sick. It's part of what may come and may go. We're going to march on and trust God. Impossibility seemed to crowd in around them. Man, I feel the Holy Ghost moving among us. It's impossible, Moses. They're going to kill us. They're going to drive us back to Egypt. May I tell you, I ran across something last night. Yesterday, some believed God, and some did not believe God. One verse said that they cried unto the Lord. Another verse said, and they cried unto Moses. We got some saying, God's going to bring us through. And we got some that's wringing their hands and not knowing where to go. Well, may I tell you, when you find yourself in uncertain times, it's not time to wring your hand, but it's time to throw your hands up and say, I don't know what tomorrow's going to hold, but I'm going to worship God. I'm going to hold on to God. I'm going to believe in Him. Which way do we go? We've got to keep marching. We've got to keep walking. We've got to keep moving and take God at His word. Oh, may I tell you, I know that we're living in the last days. Second Timothy 3:1 says, this know that also in the last days, that perilous time shall come. I want to say that I'm trying. How many of you know that we're living in the last days?
All right.
How many of you believe that God is still on the throne?
Yes, He is.
I'm getting a little creative here, sweetheart. How many of you know? I'm going to ask for a little participation here. It may seem odd, and it may seem strange, but how many of you believe God's able to bring us through? If you believe God's able to move, I want you to honk your horn and say, God, my God is able to help us. My God is able to bring us through. I don't know which way we're going to go, but I'm going to hold on to God. I don't know which way we're going to turn, but God is going to bring me through. It may be perilous times, preacher, but my God is still alive, and my God is still well.
Praise the
Lord. Oh, it's under mercy, God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Preach it out.
Oh, God, help me right here.
Heaven, Lord.
I want to read you something here I come across the other day, and I stuck it back in my notes. The enemy that we're now facing in his crashed economies and broken healthcare systems, filled hospitals and empty public places, it has separated people from their workplaces and their friends. It has disrupted modern society on a scale that most living people have never witnessed soon. Most everyone in the United States will know someone who has been infected like the world has never seen or heard of since World War II and the 9/11 attacks. This pandemic has already imprinted itself upon this nation's mind. And let me give you some good news, sir. When it seems that it is imprinted on the nation's mind, what do we do? Where do we go? 2 Corinthians 4:8 says, you are not troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. I tell you, we're not in despair, Brother Gary. It may be in a turmoil, but my God has got an answer for us. My God has got an answer for his children. And we'll just march forward and trust God and hold on to his unchanging hand.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, God, help us here.
Pray.
It's only natural. It's only natural for me to worry.
All right, you're right.
It's just our human nature, Brother Gary.
You're right.
And it's just their makeup.
Right.
I'm the same way. I try not to show it. And I try not to let it be known. But I'm red-blooded just like you are, sir. I'm red-blooded just like you are, ma'am. And I've got fears. All kind of theories. And all kind of philosophies floating around in the air. But may I tell you, God said he wouldn't put them on us and we could stand. I'm going to trust God and hold on to his unchanging hand when I don't know which way to go.
Thank you.
Sometimes life tells us to turn this way. Sometimes it tells us to go the opposite way. But may I tell you, I'm going to hold on to God. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair.
All right.
May I tell you, just that I know God's got everything under control.
Yes.
It would be easy to preach doctrine. It would be easy to deal with issues. But that's not the day and hour is not what we need. The church needs to realize I've still got faith in God. I'm still holding on to God.
Yeah.
I went across the story last night, a little illustration, if you will. He was talking about one day that leader Stonewall Jackson. One day when Stonewall Jackson with his sister-in-law was crossing the boiling torrent just below the American Falls at Niagara. In his slight boat, manned by 2 oarsmen, the current so wild that the lady became terrified. Believing they were going to the bottom, Jackson seized her by the arm and turned to one of the men and said, "How often have you crossed here?" The man looked at him and said, "I've been rowing people across here, sir, for 12 years. Did you ever meet with an accident?" Jackson asked. "Never, sir. Never capsized. Never lost a life. Nothing of the kind, sir." Then Jackson turning in a somewhat pretemporary tone, he said to the lady, "You hear what the boatman says. Unless you think you can take the oars and row better than he does, sit still and trust him as I do."
Yeah.
I'm glad, Brother Gary,
yep,
that I'm not in control, but my God is still in control. I've got to trust him. I've got to ride in the storm. Even when I don't understand, I'm holding on to God. He's going to pull me out. He's going to pull me through. He's going to make a way out of no way. I don't know when, and I don't know where, and I don't know how, but I've got to hold on to God's unchanging hand.
Yes, Lord. Oh, praise you.
What do we do in the last days, preacher?
Oh, praise
you. Where do we go? What do we do? Anybody here, God has ever failed you?
No, sir.
Anybody here, God has ever let you down?
No, sir.
It's not going to happen. We can all testify. If we can pass the microphones around, we can have testimonies one at a time. We can all tell how God has made a way out of our way. We can tell sometimes how God has touched our body and moved us. As I look around, just a few examples here. I remember some time ago, Brother Charles and Sister Beth, they were blindsided by a driver. It rolled their vehicle over and rolled down an embankment. But may I tell you, God said not today, Charles Mary. God said not today, Beth Mary. You've got to go on. You've got to trust me. Either way, it's upside down and you're aching in pain. Which way do we go? I'm holding on to God.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
All the day in the worship, God, I hear.
Praise you, Lord. Magnify your name.
What do we do, preacher? Luke 25. Let me give you a day and hour that we live in. Luke 21 and 25 says, upon the earth distress the nation. Luke perplexed. Verse 26 says, men's hearts failing them for fear. And looking at those things which are coming here. I'm going to hold on to God. I don't know about you.
That's right.
We've got lacks. Let me read you something I come across here. Why do you stand in such an uncoming position? The Duke of Wellington once asked an officer, I know I'm off duty, sir. The man replied, then the Duke bellowed, a British officer is never off duty. Resume your military position. Oh, but may I tell you, we've got to resume our position. We're never off duty with Christ, Brother Gary. What is our position? Yeah. I'll tell you what it is. It's when our hands raised. It's when our eyes looking toward heaven. Which way do we go? We can't go to the left. We can't go to the right. We can't back up. But which way do we go? I'm looking unto the hills from which cometh my help. My help comes from above.
Hallelujah.
I'm still in the same position. We may get tired every now and then.
Yeah.
You give me about 5 more minutes and we're going to pray here. I want to leave you with a word of encouragement, sir. I want to leave you with a word of encouragement, ma'am. Luke 21 and 28 says, when you see these things begin to come to pass, then look up, lift up your head for your redemption.
That's it.
Which way do we go? I don't know about you, but I'm planning to go up.
Yep.
I'm planning to make heaven my home. I've got some among us. As we begin to close here, I want my wife to get us a good song. I know it's been a little different.
All right.
But which way do we go, preacher? I've got up. Whoa. I don't know about you. I'm not letting this worry me. I'm a trusting to God. I'm looking up, Brother Gary.
Yeah.
I'm not looking to the Democrats. I'm not looking to the right. I'm not looking behind me. But I am looking up.
Hallelujah.
She begins to play. We're going to have a time of prayer. I need some direction, preacher. Which way do I go? Which way do I turn? Where do we go? Psalms 121 and verse 1 tells us all too well. I will lift up my eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. All my help comes from the Lord. In a day of uncertainty.
Yeah.
In a day not knowing what's going on. Which way do we go, preacher? We're going up. I don't know about you. I got a first cousin that stays in bed. I sent her a message the other day. I said, when you see your mama, how about give her a hug for me? She said, when I see her again, she said, I've possibly been exposed to the virus. I can't go around her for a while. Uncertain times.
Yeah.
Families separated from one another. Churches don't know what to do. People are scrambling for answers, looking for help and looking for hope. We may have been knocked down. We may be not put aside, but I'm going to tell you, the saints of God will always rise back up.
Yeah.
So God, I need some direction. God, I need some help. God, I need you in the trying time we're living in. I will lift up my eyes until the hills which come to my help. I'm looking up. I'm looking up. And she begins to play and sing. I want you to bow your heads in your court for just a few minutes. Amen. Let's just talk to God and say, God, I need some help. God, I need some direction. God, I need you to move in my life. God, I don't know where to turn. I don't know what to do, God. But God, I need you. God, I need you. I want her to sing if she would. And then we're just going to take a little time and pray. And then just talk to God and say, God, help us. Tie us closer together as a church family. All through it all, God. through it all, God, we're trusting you.
Oh, God.
We've never faced a situation like this, God. But, God, we're trusting you. We're trusting you, God. I'm holding it on your hand, God. God, I'm asking you to touch each and every knee that's here today. God, we can't gather in around the altar. But God, we can still pray. God, we want to give you every effort that we can while we can with what we got. God, I may get a phone call tomorrow. Brother so-and-so's sick. Sister so-and-so's come down with the virus. But God, from one side of the parking lot to the other, God, I'm praying that you keep your hand on this congregation. God, keep them safe. Lord, I ever seen the land, Lord, that have trusted you for a long time. God, I've just turned 54 years old, and I never thought I'd see a day like we're living in. But God, it's not took you by surprise. God, you still know what to do. You still know where to lead us. You still know where to guide us, God. God, I believe that this thing is soon going to pass. God, when we come back into your house again and assemble, probably you're going to meet with us.
Yeah.
God, we may have to sacrifice some things, but God, you've never failed us. God, you've never let us down. Nor have you forsaken this congregation, not one time. God, we're living in uncertain times. God, we're living in perilous times. God, I'm praying that you move. God, keep each and every one safe, Lord. God, I thank you, Lord, for a little while together with the saints. That we can't shake hands. Lord, that we can't hug one another's neck. God, we're still here because we love you. We're still here, God, because we want to see your work go on. God, move among us, Lord, I pray. God, send a revival, Lord, let it start in our home. Let it build in the church, Lord, and into our communities. God, in our town. Oh, God, we thank you. God, we thank you. I want her to sing just a little bit more, she will.
Through it all, I've learned to trust Jesus. Oh, I've learned to trust in God. Through it all, through it all, I've learned to depend upon the word.
The Lord this morning.
Yes, Lord.
I do appreciate you taking time to come. We may try this again next week. We'll be in touch with you, and we'll just see what the future holds, and we're just going to trust God. Again, I do appreciate everyone coming, and then I want Brother Garrett Beewood to close us out in a word of prayer.
Heavenly Father, God, we thank you still for the opportunity we've had, God, to come hear your word, God. God, this isn't what anyone planned a couple of weeks ago, but God, it was the word of the hour, God, even right now in this drive-through service, God. God, we just continue, as the pastor preached on, for us to look to you for our help, God. God, to trust in you, God. You know. You know everything that's going on, and I believe you know how this is already going to end, God. The pastor mentioned that it's natural for a man, God, to worry. It is, God. But, God, you said you would provide us with that peace, God, that peace that passeth all understanding, God. God, we just want to be faithful to you, God, in these last days. God, we have had to be creative, God, that you said to forsake not the assembling of yourselves together. God, and we have practiced, God, what the law has said right now, social distancing. And God, we have done all that, and we have still felt the Spirit of God. Thank you for the word that the pastor had, God. God, just come by and be with us as we travel, God. God, thank you for everyone. God, the numbers were extraordinary on Facebook Live that I peeked and saw a few minutes ago, the people that were listening. God, the people that were commenting. God, people are hungry for your word. Brother Trent mentioned on this feed a while ago, God, he believes this could be the start of a great revival here, God, this situation here in America, God. But God, no matter what happens with everything, we always say for you to have your way and your will. God, keeping us until the next appointed time. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.